Okay, today's Daf Vavasra, Daf Samach Beis, and we continue in our travels through Hamocher. I mentioned yesterday, we started Hamocher Zabayis. These three prakim are the three Hamochers. They're called in the middle of Vavasra. Hamocher Zabayis, Hamocher, this next parak, this goes for about 10 more or so, then Hamocher Zasfina, and then Hamocher Paris. The three Hamochers. After that, we have one little parak about, also about Mechir Beis Kur, and then finally, the eighth parak we get to is Yerusha, that's Yesh Noflin. That's the second half of the Masechta. In the yeshivas, they learn either the first parak, the third parak, or the eighth parak. That's the, I shouldn't say in the yeshivas, and many yeshivas, but the beginning and the end are the meeting, prakim, which are learned, and now we are in the fourth, on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. And we started talking about, what people include in sales of houses. And remember the important Rambam, that this is all talking about where there is no other minhag that we know of. If there is a minhag, so then, there's a minhag, then we go by the minhag. So we talk about Makeh a little bit also, but now we go to Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Maybe you want that to just fit it over here. Right, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Hoda Amar Le Lechavre. Somebody says to their friend, Ara de Bei Rav Chiya, Mizavnan Alecha, the land of Rabbi Chiya, I'm selling to you. What does that mean? The person, the seller, had bought land from Rabbi Chiya, and some of his lands were called the Rabbi Chiya lands. So then he said, I'm selling you the land of Rabbi Chiya. So which one? He has more than one. So which land of Rabbi Chiya did he sell him? So Havi Le Tarti Arata Davi Miskaryin to Bei Chiya. He had two lands that were called that. So Amar Avashi, Chada Amar Le Tarti Lo Amar Le. So you can assume he only said one of them and not two of them, because Ara is singular for lands, and therefore we can assume only one. And which one does he get? He gets the less one, the smaller one. Right, as the Rashbam says on the fifth wide line, Yad Bal Hashtar Ala Tachtona. Right, he has to prove, Amos Mechavir Levaraya, prove that you got the larger one, and if not, you get the smaller one, because Ara is singular. V'i Amar Le Arata, if he says, lands, I sold you to the lands of Rabbi Chiya, so then, stama, miyat arata shtayim, then it goes up to two, gets bumped up to two, because if you use the plural lashon, then it's double, then it's lands. V'i Amar Le Kol Arata, and if he says, all my lands, so then, Kolarata de Islay, so then you have to give him all, if you say Kolarata de Bechia, it means all the lands that you have that you are called Bechia. If you didn't say that, then you have to give him all your lands, period. Lavarmi Bustani Pardisi, but you don't have to give him your gardens and your orchards, because that's not your vineyards. That's not considered lands. That's not considered lands, so we go up each one. The Yamalei Zihara, and if you use the Lashon of Zihara, which sounds like the Rashbam says includes all lands, Afilu Bebusni Pardisi, then it would be everything. Lavarmi Bati Avdi, but it would not include houses and avadim, even though houses and avadim are mechuber. Our house is mechuber lekarka. In eved is hukash lekarkos. Both of those, in their own way, are somehow connected to land, but that's not included in the lashon of zira. Zira means real land. Okay, let's stop there for a minute before we do the last line. Okay, do it. There's one more line. Let's do one more line. V'amar le nechsi, and if he says my property, you don't even use a lashon of arata or zira. So if you just have a property, then afilu bati va'avdi, then even the batim and avadim would be included in the sale, but not what would be excluded, metaltalin. Metaltalin would not be included until you say all my nechasai. That's the Rashbam on top. Right, so that's every lashon would include the a little bit more. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, the Rashba. There's a Rashba in a Tshuva where he talks about this story. There, somebody says, my baby Bechia land should be sold to you. And the Rashba writes that this whole discussion of, even relating to what we had yesterday, of writing borders on a field when you sell it is only when you are selling a specific field. But if you're selling all your fields, no borders have to be written. Like in this story that we just had, in contrast to what we had yesterday, no borders are written. So the Rashba has a tshuva as follows. She'eva. This was his hey kuf hey. Ruvain nasen l'shimon kol ha'shelo. Ruvain gave to Shimon all of his property. That was the story. Karka u'metalzalin, beidi yidalei hashta, beidi yiskalilei basar hashta. He said, Shimon, I'm giving you all my property, stuff that I know about now, stuff that I don't know about now, I'm giving it all to you. V'karka echad im matzranav mefurish. One land, he specified. Okay. Ula acher zman, hotzi Levi, shtar echad, shahaya l'ruvein schus b'karka echad. And Levi, a third party, came along one day, and he took out a shtar that Reuven had a schus in a certain property, v'tava, and now Levi has it. But v'tava Shimon mi Levi, ozokaka mi go'a matana. Shimon says, hey, Reuven gave me all of his property, so give me that property. And Levi says, no, ton Levi, shu yarsho, shall Reuven say, no, I yarshened it from Reuven. I somehow have it. So again, Reuven gave to Shimon all of his properties, not specifying. And now Levi comes along and proves that Reuven had a schus in a certain property, but Levi says, but now it's mine. Shimon says, no, he gave me everything. And the gift is not enough, says Levi. Why? This extra land that he has, not specified, it just has all his lands. But who said this was included? The Shimon Toein, all the lands are included. So what do you say? Tshuva, what did the Rashba say? Hadin im Shimon, Mekabel Matana. Shimon wins. Shimon, who got all of Reuven's property, wins, even though his Shtar Matana does not specify any land. It just says all my property. V'lo yadati Levi meizet tzadbo, v'al tekoch v'matana zu. The Rashba says, I don't even know what Levi's standing on, what his claim is. He's claiming it says, oh, this was Reuven's, but I was yarshin him? What do you mean? If it was Reuven's, we know Reuven gave it, and he gave away all of his property. Shim saver lomar, what does Levi hold? If he holds sheksivas hamitzarim ma'akeves, if he thinks that the writing of the borders is ma'akev, kamosha yiremi lashana she'ela, which sounds like from the question, elu dvarim betelim heim. That's not true. Why? Shelo hutzrichu mitzarim elo mocher karka echen mi karka osav. Mitzarim, as I just mentioned before, borders are only needed if a person sells one of his properties. Ulahodia ezem henu mocher, and it's to teach us which one is he selling. Inami midas mas mocher imen, or the measurement of what he's selling. Halav hachi, but if you're not selling one piece, a parcel of land, but you're selling all your property, ain't sinus mitzvah makevas klal. We don't have to. Umisha nosin stam kol karka osav inami karka osav yiduim. He's selling all your property. Ain't otzarech lemitzarim klal daachshe mitzarim galam klum. What do they teach? The only right borders, if you want to distinguish it from a different piece of land of yours, or you want to distinguish it from other borders that are unclear of your neighbors. But if you're giving all your property, you don't have to write borders. What's Levi talking about? Says the Rashba. I don't know what his claim is based on. The Ode Rayas Harbe, and he quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes the Ode Harbe Rayas Alze Udvarim Pshutim Heim Vein Sorach Lefnim Klal. I don't even have to explain this. It's so pashit. The Imba Levi Betaina. He says, but the only claim is if Levi comes and says Shosa Karka Lohaya Yadua Lemorisho. What if he says that Reuven didn't even knew about this land? The Kosh Eni Yadua Lo Lotachu Bohamatana. So he says that's also nothing. Gamzelo eno klum. Why? Because what did Reuven say? Any land, whether I know about it now, whether I don't know about it now. So either way, the Rashba says the did is with Shimon. But what's important for us, the Yasoda, the Rashba said, is that the borders only have to be mentioned in a shtar when a person is selling a specific field or fields. But if he's selling all of his fields, then it doesn't have to be mentioned. That's why in this Brisa at the bottom that we just read, there is nothing mentioned about borders. What? Who is muchzik there? Who is muchzik in the land there? It does not say. Let's say who's the muchzik in the land. It sounds like Levi. It sounds like Levi comes to the shard. Nobody else knew about this land beforehand. So it sounds like Levi is the one that's bringing it up to the world. Okay, two other issues that come up over here. Number one is Tosus. Very important lines of Tosus. Arata tarti mashpa. So remember, the Gemara said, if the man says, I'm selling you land, ara, singular, then it's only one land, even if he has more called that way. But if he says, arata, lands, then it's minimum two. Minimum two he's giving. So it says Tosfos, but 1 minute. Lahada Amar Bashoel, we had back in Bamatsia, Haiman Damashomor Lachabre, Lemirfak Bay Pardisi. If I lend you a hoe, a type of tool, to hoe your orchard, and I say, as the borrower, I'm going to use it to hoe my orchard, so then I can only hoe one orchard. But what if I say my orchards? What's the halacha? Rothik be kol partisi de isli. V'lo amar partisai tarti mashma. If I say I needed to hoe my orchards, I'm allowed to hoe all 42 of my orchards. And here, if I sold you lands, you only get two. What's the difference between mechira and she'ela? By mechira, we only go up one, we say it's two, and by she'ela, we say you can use it for all your properties. Hasam says, Tosfos, is a big difference between she'ela and mechira. Hasam derech hu she'mashal lo l'kol mashal tzarech. I know, as the mashal, that if you're borrowing my tool, you're going to use it for all your property. Why else are you borrowing the rake? Why else are you borrowing the hoe? Right? Because you want to use it for all your property. What, you're going to leave some of them fallow? No. Avalacha, but here, I'm selling you a property. What, I automatically am selling you all the property? There's no umdina there. Bishvil sheyimkar adam shtei sados, lo yimkar kol sadosav. If I'm selling you two lands, doesn't mean I'm selling you everything. So there's a logic to say that the shoel borrows it for all his lands, but there's no logic to say that automatically it goes to all lands. The yesh befarshim, and then here's an important two days of Tosfos. Two opinions of Tosfos. The yesh befarshim. Some give a different answer. The hasam yad hamashil ala tachtona to shoel muchsak. The other pshat is maybe a shoel has the upper hand there because he's the muchsak in the tool. He has the tool and he's the muchsak. Aval hacha yad lokech ala tachtona shahamocher muchsak. But here, until the buyer gets it, the mocher is the muchsak. So Tosa's second answer is who's the muchsak? That's who it depends on. But then Tosa says the ein yirelari. I don't agree with this answer. Why? Because it's not true that the shoel is muchsak. You see in front of you that the shoel is holding the rake. That doesn't mean that he's muchsak. Why? To hasam nami hoel v'sofa lachzer l'ba'aleha havi amashel muchsak. Wow. Muchsak is not determined by physical holding. Who has it now? But it's determined by the destiny of this item. If we know clearly that the destiny of this item in 2 weeks is going back to the mashil, he's considered the muchsak. Right? You don't just go by physical holding. You go by, we know, and the shoel would agree that it's going back in 2 weeks. It doesn't matter. The mashil is considered the muchsak. 2 days in Tosfos, do you go by physical holding, or do you go by ultimate destiny of this item? That's 2 days in Tosfos. How do you define muchsakus? Kedamar, that's what Tosfos says. Kedamar of Nachman. The one who holds the borrower is...
Because we know from our Gemara here that you have to have a plausible story as well as...
At least for those 2 weeks, the borrower is claiming that I could use this for all of my lands. And therefore, Yad Ba'ali Al Ha'Yona. I'm going to get back to you in 2 weeks. But for the next 2 weeks, the issue is, did I mean this to use for two of my lands or for all my lands, for all my orchards? I mean, but whose possession, and therefore, Tosfos seems to say, whoever is the muchsak, it will be Yad al Ha'Elyona. Right? Muchsak doesn't only determine whose it is, but who has rights to it at that time. Who has more rights? So I have rights to this for all my lands. So that's 2 days in Tosfos about She'ela. Who is considered muchsak by She'ela, the mashal or the shoel? Kedamar of Nachman, as of Nachman says, Karka, later on, Karka becheskas ba'aleh omedes, hoel v'sofa lachzor l'ba'aleh. Fine. And then Tosfos gave two answers so far. Number one answer is difference between She'ela and Mechira. Number two is within She'ela, who is considered the Muchsak. I mean, She'ela versus Mechira also, but who is considered the Muchsak? And 2 days, whether that's true or not. And then Tosfos says, don't suggest the third answer. V'yein lomar, v'yish l'chalik ben karka l'metaltolin. V'yikim b'yim b'chalik, that case by She'ela was metaltolin, and this case is by karka. So maybe that's the difference. Daha ein cheskas asocher chashuva bekarka kimo bebetaltolin. No, because we don't say that the cheskas socher, again, if you don't have the permanence by metaltolin, it's not going to be considered the same type of chazak. He proves why not. But again, that's another answer that Tosfos suggests that he rejects. He does not accept. Don't be mechalik in this case between karka and metaltolin. Okay, but either way, the 2 days that are important are the 2 days in the middle of Tosfos about the definition of muchsak. Finally, one last point, and that was what we alluded to at the end of Shir yesterday, and then we'll get to today's pictures. The end of Shir yesterday, the Rashbam says it on the Gemara. Why don't we figure out, you don't know how many fields he sold, one or two. Why don't you check how much money was paid? Did they pay enough money for one field? Did they pay enough money for two fields? What's called damim modiim. Why don't we say that the money, the damim modiya, is what should well let you know how many fields were sold. So what did the Rashbam say? Ein ona'a l'karkos. Right, we're talking about karka here. And therefore, the value will not tell you because of ein ona'a l'karkos. As we said, if somebody gets ripped off by karka, the halacha of ona'a does not apply to karka. And we said yesterday quickly, but let's just say it now a little slower. This relates to the three opinions of the Rishonim that we mentioned for ein ona'a l'karkos. What does that mean? Ein ona'a l'karkos. We know that in Parshas Bahar, there's an issa d'oraisa called ona'a. I'm not allowed to rip you off. I'm not going to rip you off. What are the shiurim? So we know that the Chazal give three shiurim. In less than 1/6 of a rip-off, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Exactly 1/6 rip-off, so then the deal stands. We have to give back the money. More than 1/6 of a rip-off, then the whole deal is batal, mecho batal. That's the halacha by metaltzelim. Three different days. What about karka? So the Gemara says, ein ona'a l'karkos. The question is, how far does that go? So in the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin, and elsewhere, but there, the second parak, towards the beginning of the parak, the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos, have a machlokas. Rashi says that's a very limited principle, ein ona'a l'karkos. All that means is that if it is exactly 1/6, then you get to keep the money. You don't have to return it if it's 1/6. Usually we say, mecho kaiman, you have to return the ona'a. So, in ona'a l'karkos means, according to Rashi, you don't have to return the money by 1/6. But anything more than 1/6, then mecho bato, karka and metaltzelin. Very similar to each, so that blurs the line. There's not so much difference between karka and metaltzelin. That is Rashi. Tosis, there in the beginning, again, beginning of the second parak, Mem Dalet, Tosis says, no, it means even more than 1/6. Rabbi Tam, up to 100%. Up to 100%, we say, in another kakos. More than 100%, rip-off, so then, even by karka, yesh ona'a l'karkos. That is Shitas Tosis, there in Maseches Kiddushin. And finally, the third opinion is the Shita of the Rif, the Shita of the Rambam, and that is Ein Ona'a L'Karkos, period. Period. Right? There's no limit given in the Gemara, and that is what the Rif says, that's what the Rambam says. Eilu Dvarim, says the Rambam in Hilchos Bechira. Eilu Dvarim She'im Elohim Anoya, Honoya. Right? These are the items that don't have Ona'a. Ha'karkos V'ha'avadim V'ha'shtaros V'ha'kdeshos. Afilu Machar Shava Elef B'dinar. It's more than 100%. You sell something worth 1,000 for 1 dinar, oshav a dinar, the elef. Ein ma'am onaya. There is no ona'a. Shenemar o kanom yada misecha, davar aniknem yal yad. Yotzu karkos. That's the Rambam shita, that's the Rif shita. So what are the svaris for these shitas? So the Ramban in Parshas Bahar says an idea which works very well for Rashi and maybe even for Tosfos. The Ramban says, ein ona'a karkos, the context in the Torah of ona'a is by karka. So you know what ein ona'a l'karkos means? Of course, says the Ramban, there is an isser of ona'a by karka. What? There's no aveira? Of course there's an aveira. It's just bidini mominis. You don't have to return in certain cases. V'ani choshev ot svara, says the Ramban. Shevadai hama'ane es chaveiro la'das over belav. You definitely get the aveira. Bein b'matatlin bein b'karkos. Shevahen dibar kasuv al tonu ish es achiv b'mispasha nimachara yovel. Talking about the land by Yovel, shehu mazir sheyiknu v'yimkru l'fiyashanim v'lo yonu ish esachiv. Avo rabosenu chidshu ba'ona'a tashlumim b'shtus ha'mekach u'bitter mekach v'yosim b'shtus. Those details, u'mizeh bilvad mi'atu ha'karkos l'fisha ha'ona'a b'em afilu b'yesim b'shtus mechila. K'mo shehi mechila b'metaltalin b'pachas b'shtus. Avo b'shu asa l'honos ken l'das. Says the Ramban, you know why the halachas of payment is more flexible by karka? Because people are mochel. Just like less than 1/6 by metaltzelin, people are mochel, and that's why you don't have to return it, so too by karka more than. But you're buying a piece of real estate, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Somebody ripped you off less than 1/6? Okay, fine. You'd rather it not happen. That's why the guy gets an aveira, but you are mochelit. You are mochelit. So that type of sorrow works well for Rashi, who limits it. Rashi says if it's more than 100%, Rashi says first of all, it's more than 1/6, you're not mochel. Right? That you don't buy less than 1/6, you get to keep the money. That's the difference. I'm sorry, when it's exactly 1/6. Rashi says that's the difference between karka and metaltzelin. Exactly 1/6, by karka you can keep it. So you can say that works well because there's a little more mechila by karka than by metaltzelin. But more than that, Rashi agrees there's ein ona'a l'karkos. Maybe because when it's more than 1/6, I'm not mochel. Or the Tosfos. Tosfos says that 100%. What's the difference between 100% and not 100%? Again, it might be a mechila issue. So what would you say?
The only difference is when you get exactly 1/6, by karka
By karka, you can say, right, that, you put that in a more forgiving mood. But what about the third sheet, the Rambam, the Rif? Nothing to do with Mechila. Nothing to do with Mechila. So for them, we have the line in the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef writes in Meseches Baba Kama. The Nemuki Yosef says, let me just find it. The Nemuki Yosef says, well, the Nemuki Yosef Bamitzi is an important one too. But right, a house is called Mechuba Lakarka for this case. For this case, the house is called Mechuba Lakarka. So says the Nemuki Yosef, based on a line in the beginning of Meseches Baba Kama. Let me just find it. Okay, low plug. Okay, but it doesn't say. I just. So maybe this is similar to a low plug, but in a more fundamental way. Okay, I'm not finding it now. Oh, here it is. It's a Bamitzia. In Bamitzia, it's about the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Yadalet. Says the Nuki Yosef, ain't another karkos, why? The Amrinan Hasam, Shava Kasev Balami, Shein Bezin is Kakamal and Chasim Sheshla Machrayas. By Mashma, Dover Hashava Kol Kasef. My new karkos, Shein Behem Ona'a. What does that mean? When it comes to property, there is no specific price that we could put on the lands. There is no price tag. Really, whatever people will pay for it, that is what it's worth by karka. That's much more, by a watch, you could say, oh, you're overpaid for that. But for karka, because it's totally on where it is and how it is and what's going on in the community there, the Nemuki Yosef suggests that for the Rambam, for the Rif, it doesn't really have a price tag. So whatever you pay for it is the price. That is the Svara given by the Nemuki Yosef for the Rif and the Rambam. That Svara works best, I think, with over here, where it says that you can't tell Damim Modim because they don't know the karkos, because whatever price it is could be the price for one field or for two fields. So you wouldn't know. Okay, that is related to Ona, which is brought up here by the Rashbam. Okay, now we get into today's story, pictures a little bit. Here we go, top of the page. Again, the last line of the Brisa was, if a person said my property, Nechasai, that includes even his houses and his avadim. The Shvam says, why? Until he says, kol nechasai, that would include even the batim and the avadim. Period. What about getting back to borders? Meitzer lo, meitzer echad aruch, u meitzer echad katzar. Let's say I'm selling you a piece of land, and I wrote the borders in the shtar, but what I did was I wrote a long border on one side and a short border on the other side. For example, look in the picture. Right, one side I wrote, let's assume, as it was in medieval maps, and Rashi the Rashbam also, they have, if you look in all the in the Rashbam and also in based on the words of the Gemara, they have east on top. East on top. So let's say on the west side, on the bottom, you wrote, I'm selling you the field which goes from right that whole section. Right, that whole long field. And on top, he only wrote the half of the border, even though the field is a square. The field is a square, but for some reason, he wrote the border, let's say Reuven's on the bottom of his field, and Shimon's on top. So and Shimon and Levi are on top. So he wrote Reuven, but my field that I'm selling you is totally connected to Reuven from the whole side, and on top, he only wrote the border of half the field. So what part of the field is he selling? Right, the bottom part is all across, the top part is only half. So, Ama Rav lo kana ela kenegad hakatzar. Rav says he only sold half the field. He only sold half the field, right? The right in the picture. I'm going to be going with the pictures in our daf, not the other pictures in that Gemara. But here, so Rav says you only go by half. You only sold the right side. Amrule Rav Kahana v'Ravasi l'Rav. Rav Kahana v'Ravasi argue with Rav. They say no. V'yikana kenegad rosh tor. Why don't you at least be kona it? Rosh Tar, what does that mean? Diagonal. Diagonal. What does that mean? The next picture. Right? At least if you make a diagonal from the end of the edge of the half going down to the corner, right? So maybe that's why he wrote one long side and one short side. Because he wants to give him more than half of the field. He wants to give him the diagonal. So Shasik Rav. Rav did not have an answer. Rav said, okay, must be. Must be. The Rashbam says.
Why is that? What if he wanted to sell half that square?
So then he should have said somehow half my field that borders Reuven. You can't sell the whole field that borders Reuven. That's assuming you're going to sell that whole side.
Okay, but if he wanted to sell half, he doesn't have a long side, he does have a short side.
He doesn't have a long side, but saying the long side gives the impression that you're selling that whole border connected to that side. They should have figured out a way to demarcate only half of that side, right? Because that's giving the business to the rest. So Rav first says only half, and his Talmidim said, no, it's got to be, why don't you go diagonally? And he was quiet. The Rashbam says, why was he quiet? It must be because he admitted that he was wrong. Shasik Rav. Tosfos explains, there are many Gemaras that Amoraim are quiet. Sometimes they mean he admitted, and sometimes they had an answer and they just didn't say it. We're going to have a story on Amud Beis today that there's an Amor that had an answer and just didn't say the answer. So how do we know here, how does the Rashbam know here that they accepted? Says Tosfos, because these were his Talmidim Mufakim. If he had an answer, he would have said it. That's what Tosfos says on the third line of Mode Rav. They were colleagues. They were Talmidim, were like colleagues, and therefore they would have given an answer had they had an answer. There's a day in the Rashba that says that he was not Modeh. That is one day in the Rashba. Okay, but either way, this was the story of Shasik Rav. What is the language Rosh Tor? How does Rosh Tor mean diagonal? Rosh Tor. So the way this language comes up in the Mishnah in Kilayim. The Mishnah in Kilayim in Beis Zion, it comes up. A lot of halachas of Kilayim are, right, midaraisa, it's when I put the Kilayim all mixed together, mamish. But there are many halachas of Marasayin by Kilayim. There are laws midarabanan that I'm not allowed to plant Kilayim within a certain proximity of each other, Mishum Marasayin. So the Gemara there, the Mishnah there says, if I have one field that's shaped like a triangle, and the point of it is right next to another field of mine, that's not a problem of Kilayim. Because that, you can tell that's obvious, it's not the same field. So how did this, the Mishnah say, a triangle there? Rosh Tor. Same thing. The Mishnah says, Rosh Tor chitim nichnas betoch shel sorim. Right, yeah, and there's pictures there also in the Mishnah. It's over here. Right, you got a triangle that's connected to a field. Right, so then the halach is not a problem of Kilayim, but it doesn't look like the same field. So there the Mefarshim say, what does Rosh Tor mean? Two explanations given. Number one, maybe it's like the head of an ox. Tor is sure. Tough and shin switch. The head of an ox, and the head of an ox is skinnier in the front, it gets wider as it goes back. Right? By the mouth, it's skinnier and it gets wider. So therefore, that's a triangle. Right? It's Rosh Tor, the head of an ox. Rosh Tor, the Melacha Shlomo there says, Kerosh Tor short, the Rosh Tor Rechava, Litzat Karnav, Veholechum is Katzer. Right? That's the triangle. What's the other pshat? Rosh Tor, so the Batanura there says, the Rav, Hu Shem Tachshit Shel Isha. Rosh Tor is the name of a jewelry of a woman, which was shaped like a triangle. Shetzurasa mishuleshes klomer bal shalos zavios lashon turei zahav naaselach pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Right, tor turei zav. Talking about jewelry. V'yal shmo karen karen zavis hamachudedes rosh tor. Right, so that's the two. What is rosh tor? The head of an ox, which is triangular, or it means a piece of jewelry.
So rosh tor is a triangle that is above and beyond what Rav said.
Rosh is the triangle, which is. Other than a triangle, you go triangular from the edge of the half, like on top. You go make it like in the picture here. You make a line from the edge of the half to the bottom longer corner. Okay, it's not exactly a triangle, but it's pointy. It's pointy. That's what it means here. That it's pointy. One other point of Musar when it comes up today's Dvar Musar from the Daf. What does it say here? Rav, according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, so Rav heard what his Talmidim said and said, you're right. He didn't argue with them. He didn't try to defend himself. He knew the MS and he knew that he couldn't argue and therefore he accepted it. He accepted it. So whenever we have this type of idea, we mentioned the Tshuva of Rav Moshe. We're not going to mention Nechemiah Hamsuni with MS now, but the Tshuva of Rav Moshe in this first Chelik of Aruch Chaim, Simin Tzadik Vav. Amazing Tshuva. Where Rav Moshe was asked by a certain person that, you know, is it really appropriate what you do that after lich benching you drive in your car to yeshiva? That's where Moshe was asked. That's where Moshe was asked. Bidvar nesila anashim bakar, achar hadlak azaneris lebeis hamedrish, samach erech shnei minutin l'chala yoser. 2 minutes after lich benching. Em yeshi zechsash yeser. Is there any problem with that? Ramosha was asked. So, Nanati Mio says, Ramosha, I got a lot of Hana'ah from your letter, even though the letter obviously was saying that Ramosha, you're doing something wrong. V'chas v'shalom li lahakpid bazeh. Don't think I took any, I had any hakpada. Emirtz Hashem below neder, lo isa od mishas halakas neiris bakar, af she'ein bazeh shemetz iser, af lo mishamaris ayin. I am doing nothing wrong, says Rav Moshe. Daraisa d'Rabbanan, but you know what? Because you gave me a Musar, you know, I'm going to accept it. I'll accept it. Ki yada yididi. And he says, let me explain to you why there's no Marasayim. You obviously know. He obviously didn't know in the question. But you obviously know, says Rav Moshe. Asher iser Marasayim. When's Marasayim? Rak bedavar shena'ase zeh berov hapa'amim ba'ofan ha'asur v'hu osin zeh ba'ofan ha'mutar. Marasayin means something that's usually an Isser. Usually people go into treif restaurants to eat treif. So now you went in to go to the bathroom. So that's a case of Marasayin. Right? He says, but if something is 100% mutter, and everybody knows it's mutter, but there's somebody who looks, who doesn't know the halacha, and he's making a mistake, and he thinks he's doing something usser, that's not Marasayin. That's the guy's own mistake. Avalasos davar heter mafursam bishvil eza anoshim sheyitu lachshos yudavar Isser lo asru. And here, everybody knows that, right after Lichvenchik, it's not Shabbos yet. It's only a couple, the women are Makabal Shabbos, based on a Bahag, that's automatic. But men still have 18 minutes. See, everybody knows that. So he says that that's not Marasayin. It's not Marasayin, and therefore, there's no problem with me going in the car. But he says, you know what? Maybe some people will make a mistake, and they won't know the halacha, and they'll be mezazel on Shabbos. I accept not to drive in a car anymore. Right, that's Shasagrav. Right, he accepted. That's Ramosha's acceptance of that. Ramosha didn't have to. Ramosha could have written the tshuva without that. I'm sorry, wonderful, you know, but you're wrong. Right? But he didn't say that. He wrote that you're wrong, but he said, I'm still going to change my behavior. It's the godless of Rav Moshe, the anava of Rav Moshe. Vaita, let's continue. Umode Rav, even though Rav, we'll read it like the Rashbam does, even though Rav originally argued and said only half the field is Nikneh, he would agree in the following. Hecha de'ika meitzar Reuven v'shimon michad gisa, umeitzar Levi v'yehuda michad gisa. If you have two different people living on opposite sides, right? You have Reuven and Shimon on one side, Shimon and Levi and Yehuda on the other side. Midahavi le lamichtav le deruve keneged Levi v'shimon keneged Yehuda. There, if you wanted to give only half the field, you for sure would have only said this guy's field keneged this guy's field. V'lo kasav le, and he didn't write that. Still, he wrote both people on one side and only one on the other side. Shema mina keneged rosh tarhu da'amar le. There, he admits even lachachila. He didn't have to be convinced by his talmidim, right? That it's that the halacha is rosh tar. If it would have been an easier way of writing the half, maybe he was bothered originally, David, by your issue, because. Correct, the Rashba. As I mentioned before, the Rashba says, Moda Rav is Mashba, that he did not agree originally. And that's the more the pashas way of reading the Gemara. Moda Rav, so the Rashbam has to say, Moda Rav, look at the last three skinny lines. Mikami de Ishtik, Aval Basar de Ishtik, Odi Betravayu. Right, he says before, so that's how he has to read the Gemara. Okay, next case. Meitzar Reuven Mizrach Uma'arav. Umeitzar Shimon Safon V'darom. If your property borders, right, Reuven on the two opposite sides. You see the bottom picture? Right, you see Reuven's on the top and the bottom and Shimon's on the right and the left. Right, the picture in the, so, what's the halacha? Tzorech lemichtav le meitzar Reuven Ruchin train. Umeitzar Shimon Ruchin train. I'm giving you a field where Reuven borders on two sides and Shimon borders on the other two sides. That's the case where you sell your field, that's what you would have to do. If you didn't write that, but you only wrote, Reuven and Shimon, my field which borders Reuven and borders Shimon, says the Rashbam, you would only be Kone Bochlusin, right? The, a diagonal, right? Triangle, one of the two halves, and it would be the Mocher's choice to decide which half. Because it says the field that borders Reuven and the border Shimon. Okay, so a triangle, half of it would border Reuven and would border Shimon. If you wanted to make sure and clear that you sold the whole field, you have to say Reuven, which borders me on two sides, and Shimon, which borders me on the other two sides. Ibai Lahu. Next case, three questions. Siam Lois Akronos Mahu. What if I only, in the Shtar Mechira, I wrote the corners? I wrote the corners of the fields. So what was I Makneh? See, the Rashbam says, Simon Zachronos, Loshin Simon, Shahayusados Harbeal Shabriada Makifinoso, many people's fields bordered my field. Velokasav Ella Arba Sado Shaldawad Kronos Hasada. Aval Arkabarach Balo Mates are Klau. Right, I didn't write there are 25 people's fields that border my field. I only wrote the corners. So, Ma, what's the halacha? Are the corners, I just didn't want to be matriach and write everybody's border, or do I say, just say, that a field that connects to the corners, meaning an X. Maybe I gave a field in the shape of an X, but I kept the four triangles around to myself. Kamin gam mahu. What about kamin gam? Gam is a Greek letter, which looks like an L or a C. So what if I gave those borders, you see, in the second to bottom circle on the left side? Right, so there, I at least wrote a border on each side. So is maybe, even if you say in the previous case that you only gave a corner and you have the X, but here maybe you just wrote it for shortened sides. Right, it's like Shtayim Shehin Arba. When you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, you sprinkle it at a corner, it goes on both sides, and then that's if it's on the whole side. So here too. So you say, so maybe that's better. Or do you say no? Maybe I just meant a field that's within these sides, like in the picture. Just that middle area. Kamin Gam Mahu. Or finally, Biseirugin Mahu. What about, even if the previous cases aren't good enough, what about Biseirugin if I wrote every other? There are 20 people that boarded my field and every other. So there, for sure, you could give the guy every other piece, or do you say that no? Right? Pashtus that you gave the entire one, teku. So teku, all those questions go unanswered for now. Weiter. Meitzelo.
Which means if you did that, what is the halacha?
If you did that, probably that's the muchzak, right? The mocher gets to keep it, right? Mocher gets to keep it, pashtus, if it's teku. Meitzer lo, meitzer rishonu, meitzer sheni, meitzer shlishi, meitzer revi lo, meitzer lo. What happens if I sold you a field and I wrote three borders? I wrote, this is the border from the north side, east side, west side. I didn't write the south side. I left out one of the borders. So what's the halacha? Omar Rav, 3 days, three shitas. Kona hakol chutz mi meitzer revi. You know what? You're kona everything except for the meitzer revi, meaning a certain amount on the last row, let's say, on the side that you didn't write, where the Rashbam says, you see, under the picture, Chutz Mimeitzer Dalet, Hatelem Atzmo Shel Meitzer Revi Lo Kana, just that last border row. That's all. Rav says you're kona everything except that last border row. Shmuel Amar, no. Afilu Meitzer Revi, even Meitzer Revi, you are kona. Right, you didn't write it because you didn't have to write it the fourth side. But obviously, you wrote three sides, so you obviously know what you meant. For Ravasi, Amar the opposite. Lo kona el etzlam echad al pnei kula. No, you are only kona one telem, one row al pnei kula, meaning the smallest amount that you are kona. Why? Why does he say the smallest amount? Just one row of fields. Savala karav damar shirishayir. He yells like Rav that for sure something was left out. Doesn't know like Shmuel that you were kona everything anyway. And if you left something out, who says that you only meant to leave out the last row on the side that you left out? Maybe it means that whole area, right? That's inside. So therefore, that is the Shita of Ravasi, who we did not paskin like. Amarava. Hilchas adalach is lakana kol chus mi meitzer revi. Right? Rava says, there's going to be two versions of Rava. Version number one. Rava says he's kona everything except for the meitzer revi. Except for the last... the last row, meaning like Shita's Rav. V'lo amrin ella delo mivla. And this is only, when are you not kona that last row? That's only if that last row was not mivla, is not swallowed up into the other fields on the sides. I mean, look in the picture in the Rashbam. You see the left picture. That's the case of lo mivla. Meaning, he wrote the borders of the, let's say, so it's easier for us. We're used to north on top. Let's say you wrote the border of the west, south, and east, but those fields do not encompass. They don't have the north field within it. So therefore, that's where Rav says you leave out the top line, and you're not it's not included. Aval mivla kana. But now look at the right side picture, right? But mivla, if the side fields include the top field, then for sure Rav says then you're kona even the top part. It's included. Then you're kona that also. Continuing, v'chilo mivla nami lo armanel di'ika le richva didikla. And also, even when it's not mivla, we only say that it is not included is if it's a davar chashuv by itself. Meaning, would the guy have left this field for himself? Meaning, does it have richva didikla? It has a row of trees there, tavi tishas kavin, and it's 9 kavin wide. So that's normal. People might leave that for themselves. Avaleka le richva didikla, but if it doesn't have an area of trees there, v'lo avi tishas kavin, and it doesn't have 9 kavin anyway, kona, so then you're kona it even if it's not muvla. Meaning, Rav is saying that misvara, you gotta think about it. If it's muvla, then it's nikna anyway. Because it's included in the other fields. If it doesn't have, an area of independence. It doesn't have trees there. It doesn't have such a large area there. Then also it's nicknap, because why would he keep that for himself? Michlau, mashma techimuvla, if it's swallowed up, if it's swallowed up, even if it is larger and has independence, still it's going to be nicknamed because we say it's swallowed up. That is all Rava number one that Rava was talking about within Shitas Rav. Now we have Rava number two. Ikadam Riyama Rava Hilchazakana Hakol the Afilamitza Ravi. He's kona everything, even the fourth side, right? That was Shmuel. He just didn't write it. So now limit that. Velo Amarel de Mivla. When does Shmuel say that even the fourth side is a yukona everything? That's only where it's muvla. Ava lo muvla lo kani. But if it's not muvla, meaning the fourth side is extra, it's not within the side borders, he's not kona it. V'chi mivla nami lo amarnel delek ali rechva de dikla. And also, when it's swallowed up, we say it is nicknamed. That's only if it doesn't have its own area of trees on it. V'lo avitishas kavin, and it doesn't have nine kaf to sow in. Aval ika ali rechva de dikla avitishas kavin. But if it has a nice area of trees in it, so then lo kana, you could assume that the guy left it for himself. Michlal, mashra from here, techilo muvla, when it is not muvla in, according to Shmuel, afalgav deleka leirich v'dedikla, if it's not muvla, even if it doesn't have such an area of trees, v'lo abitishas kavim, and it's not nine kav, lo kani, it still is not kone, because it is not muvla. Those are the 2 days of Rava. So the Gemara says, let's get our heads on straight, and so you put this all together. So what's the din? So the Gemara explicates it for us. The Ritva says the next three lines are not from Shas, they're from the Gaonim. Right, every once in a while, we have a few lines put in by Rabbi Yehuda Igon. Right, the Beis and Kedushin has a couple of lines. So here's another one. Some Gemara's in Bamitzia. Shamina mitravaya lishtei de Rava. We learn out from the two deos of Rava. These two versions. The besadeh lo shayer velo midi. Right, by a field, usually lo shavel midi. Nothing is left out. Meaning against Ravasi. Don't say you only add a little bit. Vishamina nami. These are the halachas. What do they agree on? What do they not agree on? Tehecha de mivla veleka leirich v'dedikla v'lo avitishas kavim. In a case where it's not swallowed up, and right, not swallowed up. I'm sorry. Hecha de mivla. Where it is swallowed up? Where it is swallowed up, and it doesn't have a large area for itself. So those factors are going in the same direction. Kana. It's swallowed up in the other fields, and it doesn't have independence. And the opposite, lo mivla, if it's not swallowed up, and therefore it's somewhat separate. And v'ikal yichud adik v'lo havitishas kavim, and it has its own area of trees, and it's ten kavim, lo kana. So then, nakona, those deos, everybody agrees to. Both versions are rava, right? Because they're going in the same direction. But, mivla, v'ika alei, if it's swallowed up within the other fields, but it has its own area of trees to make it independent, lo mivla, it is not swallowed up, v'lek alei, so that's the machlokas, where you have factors going in opposite directions, so you're not sure what was sold or not. Shuda de daini. So we say in that case, shuda de daini. Says the Rashbam. Says Tosus. Says the Rush. Generally, when we have two deos in something, we don't say shuda de daini. We say yachloku. We say yehimunach. Shuda de daini is an unusual usage here. Why do we say it here? So the Rush has an important line. The Rush says, because here, it's not two versions of Rava. Rava said both of these halachas at different times. So Rava himself, you see, is going with Shuddha Dadaini. That's why you apply it here. Again, both Tosfos and the Rashbam both say here, this is an unusual use of Shuddha Dadaini. Right, Miu, the Rashbam says about the 10th wide line. The Kapasa Gemara, Shuddha Dadaini, we'll get to what it is in a minute or tomorrow. Miu, Bashar Makomos, the Misafkala, Matre Lishni, Hilkasa Kaman, Lor Mina Shuddha Dadaini, Achi Farishki Hacha, Ella Hamoz Mechavela Varaya. You cannot extend Shuddha Dadaini to any other case. Only here. In every other case, you see Hamoz Mechavela Varaya. Tosas also says it here. So why is this case different? The Rush explains. Because really, Rava said both statements here. It's not that it's just two versions of Rava. What is Shuddha Dadaini about? We mentioned in the past, but to mention it again, the machlokas between Rashi and the Rashbam versus Tosfos. The Rashbam here says, and Rashi says in Ksubis, Shuddha Dadaini means that the Dayanim try to figure out who the true winner should be. Shuddha Dadaini means whatever the judges say. No, it means they have to use their brains to try to figure out who the guy would have, what he really wanted to do. Did he like the guy? Did he not like the guy? They have to try to figure out what they really wanted. That's what the Rashbam here says, and that's what Rashi says in Ksubas. Rabbeinu Tam says that, not here, in Ksubas and elsewhere, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it means whatever the judge wants. That's what it means, whatever the judge wants. And the way this is expanded upon in the Rush, important line of the Tshuva of the Rush. Where are we? The Rush writes in the Tshuva in Klal, Kuf Zayin. The Rush says, you have to give judges some type of elastic authority. Because many cases, they're not going to know what to do. And they will not have proof either way. So every one of those cases is going to be a stalemate. Everyone. You have to, again, it's very, very uncommon that this din applies in a certain case. But one has to, says the Rosh, have it apply sometimes. To keep a Shabbat din lefnei adayin. V'hu ein yachol avar adavar. Ein rasho lem shoch yadom en adin. You're okay, fight it out. Right, kol dal gvar. That's even less. V'yarivu bali dinim zeh emzeh, v'ksiv eves u'mishpat shalom. Ki al yidei ha'mishpat yei shalom ba'olam. L'kach nosnu koach l'dayin l'shpot v'la'asos ma'ash yirtzeh, af lo tam v'raya k'dei l'aseis shalom ba'olam. So what if there's no muhsak? Sometimes there's no muhsak. Right here it is. Here we don't say it. Here the Rashbam and Tosafot say it's dafka. You know from Rava's behavior that it's true to the Zayini because he passes into different ways in two different cases.
He doesn't say muhsak for some reason.
And he doesn't
say,
right.
He was mechada the other way.
Right. He said. Right. He does. We don't know why, but the Rosh says there must be two things that Rava did in his life, and that's why the Gemara says here specifically, Shuda de Daini. Okay, maybe Tosafot and Kedusha says it's based on Hefker, Bezen Hefker. Maybe we'll talk about that at the beginning of tomorrow's shiur a little bit. Okay? Right. Ikat Amri makes it sound like a different version, but that's how the Rosh understands it. Okay, tomorrow we get into Einad Makam Devesh Lobo La'olam, and a couple of other items.